Never heard that? Okay, wheat is sometimes tied up into a,
bundle.
Okay. You ever heard that? And the bundles or sheaves are piled into what?
Oh, yeah.
You heard a term for that?
Rods,
okay. Rods, did you say?
I don't know. Okay. Whatever.
What do you got to do?
Stock or stook or shook. Okay. If a person was talking in terms of how much quantity of something he got per acre, he might say, we raised 40 blank of wheat per acre. What might they say?
40.
It's bigger than a peck.
I don't know. All
right, if you went out to buy apples, you could buy them by the bag or by the pack or a big basket.
You know
what you call that?
40 barrels?
Well, smaller than a barrel. It's a basket, and some you've seen them. They sometimes they got two little handles on them, and they call them a blank basket.
But I'm.
Okay. What you ever heard? See.
Hi.
You ever heard the term bushel?
Oh yeah.
And if you're not.
Bushels, yeah, bushels. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What do you got to do to grain to separate the chaff and the?
Mill it.
Alright, what else we
grind it, chop it, right. Harvest it.
Alright, well you beat it on the floor, you call that one.
Grinding it, pulverizing it.
Okay. How about if someone was tied up and beaten with a whip, cat tail.
Thrashed it.
Alright, but it begins with a TH.
Thrashed.
Okay. Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, and when you told him about it, you might say, you and
him.
No, you're talking to him now. You're talking to the you and the guy that's got to do the job. You know, he doesn't know you got to do the job yet. You go up to him and you say, hey, look, you and
I.
Okay, you've got to do the job. And if you're not speaking to him, you're just talking about him, you'd say, and you're talking to somebody else, you're saying, the job is for
myself.
Well, it's for
the two of us.
Okay. Is there another way you might say the two of us? The job is for the two of us?
Both of us.
Okay. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see someone, say you're coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over. Now, there's some friends of yours and you, so there's plural in you.
They and I.
Okay. Okay. How about if it was just one of your friends?
He and I.
Okay. If you knock at the door and someone says, who's there? And they know your voice, and so you say,
it's me.
Okay. See. Comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay. Okay. Comparing how tall you are again, you might say, I'm not as
tall as he is.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than
I can.
Okay.
A couple more minutes.
Oh, yeah. A few more. As soon as it runs off, you'll hear it, it'll flip around then. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than
I can.
Okay. And if a man had been running down, had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is blank he could go.
Is the most.
It's the most?
Furthest.
Okay. Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
No, it belongs to me.
All yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
Now, if it belongs to two or three other people, you say it belongs
theirs.
To
theirs.
Okay. And if it belongs to him,
his.
And to her,
hers.
Okay. And what would you say to someone if they were leaving and you wanted them to come back? You say now, and you're talking to two or three people. Say, how would you tell them to come back? You know, they're leaving your house, and you say, and you want them to come back, and you refer to all of them. You say,
see you later.
Okay, and you want them to come back, you tell them to
stop by.
Okay. Would you say, say people have been to visit you and they say they're about to leave, you say to them, blank, come back again.
Please come back again.
Okay. Now, if someone's been to a party and started to...